Thank you very much. I'm known by name's Isaac. My encounter with Christ, it was night. I was a drunkard man. After sleeping a night after drinking, I got a dream. And that dream, I was held just on a little thread like this by a person I did not know. And for my surprise, when he woke me up, like you can see the sea at a distance, I was seeing what I identified as hell. And it was so much torment there. And I was in the sky on a thread that anytime I can fall there. And this person who held me by the thread told me, if you don't give your soul to the Lord, you will die and fall there. So I woke up in the dream. I took shower. I woke up very early in the morning. I ran to the church at 6 a.m. By the time they opened the church, I was there. I told the preacher, I want to give my life to Jesus. I gave my life to Jesus that moment. From that day, I'm working with the Lord. I preached the gospel in Uganda. By the grace of God through Pastor Jackson, I managed to come across the Bridge family, where I met Pastor Jeff when he taught us in Uganda, in Kawempe. It was a very wonderful conference. After 2 days of meditation, I wrote this message to Pastor Jackson, appreciating him because I have no contact with Pastor Jeff or Bridge family. But after being touched in the moment of meditation, from a deep heart, this is what I received to say to Pastor Jackson as my appreciation. Oh my goodness, these people are living above the sky. Their teaching is real life giving teaching. It gives real life both to earth and the life of hope for heaven. I have deeply loved them. My brother, these people teach the real full gospel. They are worthy to work with. May God bless them and open them doors to help the body of Christ return to their creator. I was so touched with their teaching, but the love I'm finding in the Bridge family, I've not seen anywhere. I speak on camera, I can speak this even on a great platform than this one. I've not seen this anywhere. In church these days, like somebody just want, he receives you with joy. After 2 days, he just look at you, what can you provide? What? So when I see the teaching of Bridge, this is why I managed to write this testament to Pastor Jackson, appreciating him. It came from deep within my heart. I love Bridge. Bridge, I ask of you, may God keep you, preserve you for this generation, give Uganda your heart. We are crying in Uganda. I speak as a Ugandan, in the midst of all Ugandans, witnessing this speak, they know what the body of Christ is going through. But what they are teaching, it is not really common. It's a blessing, and I have a cry on my heart, Pastor. If God gives you time to live even for the next few moments, give us chance to hear this. We shall work together. We shall appreciate this as we invite more leaders. At least they receive this, because this is an end time message. It is in the right season, in the right ministry, in the right nation. Uganda, we have been on fire, but now the gospel which we are receiving is all about tangible miracles. Men of God, Christ a bit down. So we bless the Lord for Bridge family. Mind about us, we a people, about what we have seen. Next time you come back, I vow we shall manage to get people who are worthy to hear this gospel. Maybe by God's grace, they can help transform Uganda. We love this. We love you. We pray for you. Nothing we can give to you, but we shall lift you in the hands of God. Continue using you. So we bless the Lord for Bridge family. Thanks, Pastor Jeff. God bless you. We love you. Thank you very much.